Hello and welcome to International Report. During the Harlem Renaissance from the 20s onwards, white people began to discover Harlem's cabarets and restaurants. Jazz and blues were everywhere in this northern Manhattan neighborhood. In this fourth episode, we discover how this period still inspires musicians in Harlem's residents. Sarah Lefebvre reports from Harlem.
As a singer and a passionate tour guide, Amanda Humes walked through Harlem with a red flower in her hair and sporting a red dress. She has one word to describe the atmosphere during the Harlem Renaissance.
I think the one word I would say would be this: full tilt Harlem. Because I was featured in the Los Angeles Times in 2016. And in this feature, when I saw it, I thought, that's exactly what I think. Like, if you play on a pinball machine and you tilt, means everything goes, and it's like over the top. I think that would be the word I would use. It's full tilt, no holding back. If you want Harlem, you want the history, you want the music, it's not going to be a timid thing. It's not going to be a quiet thing. It's going to be a big thing. Because Harlem is big and we have a reputation to uphold. So I would say that's how I would describe it. And I like the fact that I can bring that hugeness to anybody who comes. And when you talk about musicians like Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, these people did not live timid lives. They lived lives that were 1,000% joy, 1,000% sorrow, 1,000% despair, in some cases with Billie Holiday. But they lived. They had a full life. They, you know, even though it may have been a short life, but it was full.
A great day in Harlem embodies this full tilt Harlem. This black and white photo, taken by Art Kane, a freelance photographer, features 57 jazz musicians standing on a doorstep, like a class photo, taken on 126th Street on the 12th of August, 1958. Among them are Count Basie, Charles Mingus, Dizzy Gillespie, and
Thelonious Monk, Marianne Williams, all of these great Harlem Renaissance and musicians of Harlem embodied and encapsulated in one picture. So it's really special. There's a movie in dedication to that called A Great Day in Harlem. And they talk about how there were many more musicians on site. And they said, we want to see if we can get them together at 10 o'clock on a summer day. It was a crazy idea because they wanted to do it at 10 o'clock in the morning, and musicians are asleep at 10 o'clock in the morning. So they did not think that anyone would show up, and it would be like, okay, we're just going to be standing here, nobody's going to come. But lo and behold, because they had sent word ahead to all of the different clubs, like months ahead, to say, we want to take this picture, it's going to be great, these guys started showing up on the corner, and to the disconsternation of everybody in the neighborhood, and before you know it, there's this great big band of people, famous people, by the way, who showed up to take this picture, and it was really hot. So yeah, so that picture resonates with me because, you know, I try to get inspiration as a singer, and I'm very lucky to be in the neighborhood because as a singer and as a tour guide, I have a tremendous amount of respect for these people. I couldn't do what they were doing.
Considered the best picture in the history of jazz, Harlem 1958 still inspires the young African-American generation. 60 years on, the streaming platform Netflix decided to celebrate directors, actors, and creators of colors such as Spike Lee, Nia Long, Rev Run, and many others. The photo inspired a short film.
Because there's no one way to be black. We're writing while black. Nuanced and complex. Resilient and strong. This is not a moment. This is a movement. We are strong black leads. Today is a great day in Hollywood.
I'm Sarah Lefebvre for RFI in Harlem.